Gamedo zenye zonye dava dem jeba bejre de meçi ne de dava gona de la jazın. Bunun yenice zonu gibi lan cice zice kanje de de be cana be ma cence zence solo so va de da yüe şimdi lo.
Good evening, everyone. Then last week we came to the end of the presentation on karma, on the law of causality. So we spoke in particular last week about how we need to study the presentation on karma well, and to the point where we dispel our doubts so that we have strong trust in the presentation on the law of causality. And the reason that this is so important is that we saw again last week how all the suffering that we experience and all the unwanted circumstances that we experience comes about due to the causes that we ourselves have accumulated in past lives. And similarly, all the things that go well for us, all the good things that we have in our life, these too come from the causes that we ourselves accumulated in our past lives. And then similarly, the causes we are accumulating now will impact on how our future lives go. And last week we spoke again about how we should utilize this knowledge in terms of our daily practice. So we spoke about how the first thing we should do as soon as we wake up is we should establish a motivation for the day ahead. And that, in brief, is that today, whatever I will do with the motivation to be of benefit to others. And even at times when I cannot do that, at the very least, I will ensure I don't harm anyone today. So that's the brief form of the motivation to establish in the day. And then during the day, whatever activities we engage in, to from time to time, remind ourselves of that motivation, to regenerate that motivation. And then lastly, in the evening before going to bed, we should review the day and see how we performed against whatever motivation it was that we set, and where we kept that motivation and we fulfilled that motivation. Then we should rejoice and generate delight in our mind that at those times I was being of benefit to others. At those times I was intentionally ensuring that my actions and my speech and my way of thinking was harmonious with others and wasn't causing any kind of harm. And then and when we're reviewing the day, there will be times when we didn't act in accordance with our motivation, and then we should think about the results of such action. We should generate regret and then engage in purification. So here in the evening, it's important to generate, to both rejoice and commit to continuing to act in such a way in the future, as well as to generate regret and make the commitment not to act so in the future.
Alright, that's the thing. I'm going to share the
Tonight we'll continue with the text. So we on page 133, we're going to cover the small chapter on the benefits of liberation, and then over we'll start the chapter on the how to follow a spiritual friend on page 137. So we'll start here on 133. The first thing one looks at in the chapter on the benefits of liberation is what liberation is. So we've, up to now we've looked at it in a number of ways. So we've spoken about how all sentient beings, ourselves and everyone else, doesn't want to experience any kind of difficulty or problem at all. And we only want to experience happiness, and not just momentary happiness, but sustained happiness and joy. So we've spoken in the past about how to bring this about. So what motivation one needs to cultivate, what way of thinking one needs to cultivate, and then what kind of activities one needs to engage in so as to increase the amount of physical and mental happiness we experience and decrease the physical and mental problems and difficulties that we experience. And in particular, in the more recent weeks, we've been looking at the presentation on karma. So here we are looking at how to achieve this in terms of thinking about what results follow from particular actions with the body, speech, and mind.
To
explain what liberation is, let's first take an analogy. So an analogy would be, for example, someone who was incarcerated. So such a prisoner will be in conditions which where they don't have any control over the conditions that they are living in. So if the weather is very hot, then they can't turn up their air conditioning. Or if the weather is very cold, they can't go out and buy another blanket. If they don't like the food, well, they don't have too much say in what they are fed. And furthermore, the people that they are surrounded by, well, they probably don't have very close and harmonious relationships with all the fellow prisoners, and probably it's quite an abusive place, and there are a lot of physical and verbal altercations and the like. So it's clearly a place where one will be physically and mentally unhappy and uncomfortable. And if one was in such a situation, one would dream and aspire to be released from such a place and be somewhere where you could have, where you were no longer subject to heat and cold and have no control over that kind of situation, where one could eat what one desired, where one could surround oneself by friends that you got on with and wanted to be with, etc. And of course, eat food that you would want to eat. So if one was released from such a situation of being a prisoner, then one would consider oneself liberated and one having attained liberation.
In
the same way that a prisoner would recognize their situation as being one where they just experience problem after problem, both physical and mental, and therefore want to be released and liberated from such a situation. If we take this analogy and we look at the situation of ourselves and our fellow beings, we'll see, for example, for animals, it's very easy to see with animals that they experience a lot of difficulties. There's this constant threat of being eaten by others, not being able to solve problems because their mental capacities is not developed, etc. And if you think about the situation amongst people in the world, ourselves and others, whilst it's certainly better than the situation of animals, still, for all of us, we encounter problem after problem. We, for example, physically, even if right now we're sitting here and we're healthy, we know that this situation is impermanent, that we could be struck down with a severe illness at any time. In fact, we may even have an illness at the moment and it's just not diagnosed. So we know this is the situation. Similarly, we may be sitting here quite comfortable, but as the temperature drops, by the time we leave, we could be a bit cold. And if we think about our situation, we always on this edge of going to uncomfortable. What we have is we don't have a sustained situation of not having any kind of difficulty. Even when things are going well, this changes very quickly. If we are with friends and we're having a good time, we may well quite soon afterwards encounter someone that we don't get on with, and that happy mood could very easily be lost. So in this way, we can see that even when our situation is good, that this is very temporary and that this is likely to change. So seeing this and knowing how we don't want to experience any kind of physical or mental difficulty, and we only want to experience permanent or rather lasting happiness, physical and mental happiness, then this state where one is totally liberated from any kind of suffering and experiences only happiness, this is the state of liberation.
zan tarpa se yendo da ganjile manduge duna yong da kanga yong di gyutile tine yong gor ba da yu gare tele yong gor se na ngal ju gi nyom mo ba se a ta nyom mo bo ngi le sa yong gor se zan nyom mo ba da le ni sa ya de ngal ju gi la na se be da nga se a de nga de gi ku nga ku se me nga sin de le tine li gor se zan di de ni gi nyom mo ba de me ba se sha ba na kaza nga se be nga ra sin ju ba tempo dhubha dhimi dhinzi jyorwa, dhazin jyorwa, dhi meba sueba ina, hane dhi nyomomba chigi omar, nyomomba jyaba dhe le saagi omar, le masaba ina, le ji wangi da, kowali chigi omar, dhine kowali ma jyaba sa, kowe dhunga dhe targo omar, chetan ta dhwanda ala, tarpa ala dhu, ko le na nyomomba wangi kowali chibi, kowali chibi dhunga dhe le tarpa ase omar, dhe le tar, dhine tarpa ase dhi pangwa, pangwa ase, pangyo dhe gharap pangwa ase, dhi kisi ki kyu, Judi bang, leda, yomomba, yomom bang, the nigger bang, big bang by the letter pass, or that. In that, the nigger talks on us, the nigger dinner, the one at the Amado, Gangatea, you made it
up. The situation that we find ourselves in right now, this hasn't just come about for no reason. The situation of this difficulty, this always this feeling of dissatisfaction, of things not being quite right, of something being a bit wrong, this situation of cyclic existence that we find ourselves in, this has come about due to causes. And these causes are the contaminated karma that we have accumulated. And this karma has come about from our own afflicted minds, or our own delusions. And these afflicted minds, all of them have as their root the mind of self-grasping. So what is this mind of self-grasping? This is this wish for our own happiness. Our own happiness, so this is the self-cherishing, our own happiness, and the self-grasping, grasping at the self as being truly existent. So this mind grasping at the self as being truly existent is the very root cause. And from this we have this self-grasping, wishing for this self that we're grasping at as being truly existent, wishing for it to be happy. And through this then all our afflictions follow. And then through the afflictions coming, we engage in negative acts and accumulate karma. Contaminated karma, and this contaminated karma leads to uncontrolled rebirth within samsara, and that is the situation we're in. To be liberated from this, to break this cycle, this is the state of liberation, the state where one no longer is taking uncontrolled rebirth in samsara. And that is because one is no longer accumulating contaminated karma, because one is no longer acting under the control of all these afflicted minds, these minds such as anger and attachment and desire, etc. And these minds we no longer control us because we have got rid of the root. And the root is this mind of self-grasping, grasping at the self as being truly existent. So that, when one has got rid of the root of uncontrolled rebirth within samsara, then one is liberated from uncontrolled rebirth in samsara, liberated from accumulating all the causes for this rebirth, uncontrolled rebirth, and therefore one has attained liberation. Now we're at the top of page 134, and here it mentions that there are three types of liberation. So they're using the word enlightenment. So here again, they're using the word liberation. So there are three types of liberation. There's the liberation of a solitary realizer, a liberation of a hearer, and a liberation and the liberation of a Buddha.
And then that in it have some the toyal that garjorsen and tobiki, the topji, tobarji, and topji, you yul pechuche. Dine yudi pechuche yandu, dile dine dhivu tarpati yungur yasya chikurwa.
And for all three different types of liberation, one needs to engage in a method so as to accumulate the causes for that particular liberation. And so then one needs to identify the causes and the practice and then engage in the practice.
So
as has just been said, to attain liberation, one needs to accumulate the causes for that liberation. Without the accumulating the causes, it's not possible to attain a result. So in the same way, if someone has the wish to become educated in a particular field, then one knows you need to study, maybe go to university and the like, and study well, and then you'll attain your degree and be educated in a particular field. So it's exactly the same here. With the wish to attain this result of liberation, then one needs to study what liberation is and how it is attained. Because without studying, it's not possible to know what the goal is, let alone give a rise to the wish for such a goal, and one won't know how to engage in the methods required to attain that goal, to accumulate the causes for that goal. So therefore, it's imperative that one engages in the process of studying, of gathering knowledge. And then, in addition to studying, one needs to cultivate or develop this mind of effort, because the more effort one makes, as with most things in life, the more effort one makes, the quicker the result will come. So if a student studies particularly hard, they will do well and they will attain their goal that much more quickly. And it's the same here. If someone studies well, they'll quickly give rise to the wish to attain liberation, and they'll quickly understand the method for attaining it, and thereby will be able to apply themselves to accumulating those causes. And if someone makes only moderate effort, then this attainment of the goal will come that much more slowly. And if someone doesn't make much effort, then that goal, whilst they will approach it, not at the greatest of paces. And then, of course, if someone doesn't do that first step of studying and coming to understand, then they won't be able to achieve the goal at all.
Mm.
This is the same in the normal world, where if you want to become an expert in a particular field, then one needs to accumulate a vast number of courses. You need to go to university usually, and you need to study a variety of subjects, not just one, and you need to study them in quite some detail, and you need to specialize in certain areas and the like. And if you study intensely and broadly, then one will quickly become renowned in your field and will be able to have a greater impact because of the knowledge that one has accumulated. So it works in the same way in all fields of life. So now the text will continue with the various presentations on what one needs to engage in so as to attain the state of liberation. So it will show what one needs to master so as to attain this result of liberation.
Oh, Dina Shinda Pene, Lovjaros Masana Pene, Tertinia, Tobolia, Tangbo, Mundrigi, Tendigi, Lovjon, Tiki, Mundri, Tendigi, Lovjon, Juni, Mavacilia, and a co Lovjon Tobol Labna, Punishia, Kalamoko, Gasa, Gotumba. Says I wonder Lovjon, Lovjon, the Yahoo Chantarin, Godanin Yi Jangi, Lovjon, Jan Drahadi, Tik Chanada, Benin, Kokalabna, Labdiva, Yorua.
And similarly, when one embarks on one's career, one will probably be first to have an introduction as to how the progression that one needs to engage in so as to become skilled in a particular field. And without such an introduction, one won't have an idea of what one needs to engage in, so one won't know the route that lies before one. And similarly, then one needs to engage in the in a progressive manner, so starting progressing sequentially from the beginning subjects right up to the most advanced subjects. If one was to start right at the end with maybe your final year's studies, then one will be a little bit lost and confused and nothing will come of it. So one needs to be introduced to the topic in a broad way, and then one needs to proceed in a sequential manner. And similarly, to attain this great result of liberation, one needs to first study and come to understand the basis upon which one can build one's later practice so as to achieve such a result. And so this basis are the causes which give rise to the wish for the attainment of liberation, and give rise to this wish in a way that is so powerful and sustained that one will apply the effort required so as to attain the state of liberation. So what is mentioned here is I think it was on the previous page, the four points that turn the mind from samsara. Here we go. The four reflections that turn the mind from samsara. So these are the cause that we now need to develop, because this cause, this basis, is what will give the mind the strength and the power and the motivation to strive to attain the state of liberation. So then these four reflections that turn the mind from samsara are firstly two relating to the precious human rebirth. So the benefits of a precious human rebirth and the difficulty of attaining a precious human rebirth. And then secondly, death, which is impermanence, or the impermanence of life, would be the third one, sorry. Impermanence of life is the third one. And the fourth is the sufferings of the lower realm rebirths. So when one has reflected on these and reflected on them in a sustained and a profound manner, so that the realization that arises in one's mind, that too is powerful and sustained, then one has a mind turning away from samsara and wishing to attain liberation.
Oh, that is love sentence. That is why that is been love sentence. I have that is tambo chadi that the dasho juan chawa da nie ga wa da chiwa mi da wa manju dunga samadi chaya jik manju chaya si jik diro. Then di gala that di jansa na di jela garso jamro siya di ani jamro ko chaya jamro siya di ani garre la na and been di na si da love sentence na love sentence na. The Lopchen, the Gienji, and Lopchen, the Jango, the Dilly Jango, Lopchen, Lopchen, doing it, Gienji or rather, Gienji or what? That in it, and the social Jandu couple, the Dinity was Roba, and Pazu Chichen, and Chicken, and Machine was Roba, the Yellow Digger, the Carasa, Pazu, the Gien, Love Song, and the Candace Chessel, Carasa, Digger, the Chessel, Treasure, and Chagi, Sosoke, Pazin, Zindro, Sessual, Roba, Chigawa, Ned Roger. That in it, Sosuki, the Nigin, Gima, Lapche, the Nigin, Zendro, the Giro, Roger, Pasu, Chang, Sosuki, Yenden, Ilehua, Yenden, Girua, Sunduada, Sundua, Lokanji, and Chicche, and then that Changi Gabla, Soso Robas, and Chicha, Sosu, Chang, San, Lokjon, Soso, and Share, Chicche, Share, Chicha, Sum.
The Sumpas, Soso, Semla, Yenden, Kigida.
Lobjon, 다 gedin ko jo sedi ta ngandu ge lobjong lam nyamnen jebi kapla so so roba andus nyamnen je gor dine se gor sa deni ji ba na shin dus na ngandu lobjong je du shin ne je hen de la gedin ko jo pa bi de ya an ko de nyamnyong ko ro de ge nyamnyong ye de ge de ni ge pa bi de tin ko ro de nyamnen je ko ro su le gyu le nyam na ye ba ne ngandu lab na na du shin le la yo ro ba de ni ge gedin pa bi gedin de la an de ni ji ba na shin gedin ko jo la ko ro That is young, look at the Niki, Yenda, Denisibo, and Jang, Lojo, Jen, Lojo, Hingrua, Shinada, Lojo Mashi, Gama de la Tarawada, Tarawa, Gama de la Charo, Dina Sindana to do Jangne, and the Yomo, but so to go out to Gila, Yomo Baliada, Yomo Kunda, Seada, then Zichi, or the Niki, Rikrikun, Bayak, the Ne Bang Big, Bang Bajik, the Niki, Yomo, but Chikunda, the Nitanji.
Topics that were mentioned now here as the four reflections that turn the mind from samsara. So we've referred the last year and a bit, we've looked at all of them. So we've studied in detail precious human rebirth, the impermanence of life, and these sufferings of the lower realms. So we've looked at that, and we now have the knowledge that we can continue to cultivate in our meditation so that a powerful realization comes in our mind from these. And the subject that usually follows from this will be the subject of refuge. So for refuge, one needs, to, in terms of the context of refuge, then there's one needs a teacher to show one and explain what refuge entails. Then one needs companions or classmates or colleagues to embark on this journey with, so people that we can share our understanding with, we can discuss whatever misunderstandings or difficulties that we are experiencing, and so people that we can move together with through our progression. And then the third step is, as through our studies and relying on a teacher and studying with classmates and discussing with our friends, then qualities and knowledge will arise in our mind. So these are the three parts or aspects of refuge. So for here, normally when you talk about refuge, you talk about Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So here, the Buddha is represented by the teacher who explains the path to us, or in this case, explains the presentation on refuge. Then our classmates, those who we are studying with, and here the way of studying is more interactive, where one talks to one's friends about one's experiences and one's difficulties and shares one's knowledge and the like. So these colleagues, these can be likened then to the Sangha, and then the qualities of knowledge that arise within our mind, or we can liken these here to the Dharma. And it's in particular this knowledge, that arises in our mind, this is the antidote to all the problems and difficulties that we experience. And to talk about this last one just a little bit more, because the actual Dharma jewel comes from this knowledge that we acquire through studying with the teacher and through discussing with our Dharma friends. And this comes, so as we engage in those two steps, the third step, this knowledge, this grows within us. And this will grow to the point where we are able to use our knowledge to eliminate our afflictions, to first reduce them and eventually eliminate them. And when we come to actually eliminating the afflictions, well then this too is done in a sequence. So one first starts with the acquired afflictions and then the innate afflictions and the like. And it's at this point that our own knowledge, the qualities of our own knowledge, becomes the actual Dharma jewel. So the actual Dharma jewel then comes is born within our own minds. As was just said, in Buddhism we have the three refuge jewels, that of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Other religious traditions may have one, two, or however many, but these are the three that we refer to as the three refuge jewels, and we direct our mind towards in terms of refuge. So to explain the first one is that of the Buddha, is the Buddha. So a Buddha is a being. So that this word in Buddha in Tibetan has two components, Sang and Ge. So these have specific meanings. So the one refers to all faults have been completely abandoned and purified. And the other means all good qualities have been fully and completely attained. So that etymology of the word of Buddha, Sang Ge, in Tibetan, is the definition of what a Buddha is, a being who is who has accumulated all qualities in the fullest way possible and abandoned all faults completely. That is a Buddha.
Yes, gendigi yakul lagi re da gendigi jigi lagje de dembare sen bigi yije ro chko ma yije mena gendele yije mena buzu yinshi gidele dona ji ma ba dona ma jena dini shin ya syo ma ro ni yije ji ma dini ya so su ge zendi zendi ji ro ba ti ji lang ma shin na konzu lagi re konzu ga ro ji re sen bigi yije chko ro ba yije yue na konzu le pa ki ti den konzu ki lagi ro ba ki shi ro ba de yije mena konzu ki digi ma ro ba ma de na kyo shin ma ro ba ti chi chi din yin shi ro ba da sun ba de la That's so sugi, looks in Jang Chishina, Dangilia Karana Chidushina, and if Pando Chiara Sosaka Chigri, Chair, say two recipe, Lobjan Shina, Tigris, Yahoo, and Big, Nishish Gor, rather. Lobjan Shina, Gangan Tigre, that Yahoo, Chicago, Chitu, Maras and Big, Dohara, the Saturna, and Lobjodi, Shia, the Galakau Chagra. And Dinan Shin, Ta, Manto Sanji, I cannot turn by the Sanji, did turn by the Mano, and Manto Panto, Yubach, Tinker, and Big, Sanji. Delia 얘네기 다 건조스마 대바 20템부 사디르다 얘네기 얘네기 20템부 쳐봐야나 얘네 델야 장고 그랬지로 사 자산 찍대 대빈데 잡아야나 얘네 얘네 담아래 자야기 뜻대 벌리고 그래
담아
텐데 강아래야 자야 다 뒤서 로정한테 얘네기 이세다 대바 잡아 대바 말에 왜나 되니 말에나 담아래 자야기 되벌리 말고 세상 대리 건조스마 20템부 지다 대바치고 그래서
And as we would have probably often heard, that it's imperative to have strong faith and trust in these three jewels. And there are a number of reasons why it's so important, why this is so emphasized, to have faith and trust in the three jewels. Because it's similar to if we take a different education experience, maybe that of school children. If they don't have faith and trust in their teacher, they're not going to be much interested in what they say. They're going to be distracted and not really wanting to engage or be there. However, if they do have faith and trust in the teacher, they'll have more interest in what they have to say. So similarly with ourselves, it's important that we come to understand what a Buddha is, and so thereby we can see the Buddha as being a faultless guide, and a guide therefore that we can have faith and trust in, a guide that can lead us from our current difficulties to a state where we are liberated from difficulties. And similarly with our companions, as we study together and we share our knowledge with each other and we share our difficulties and our successes with each other, then faith and trust will grow in each other, and we will be able to be greater companions to each other on the path. So here again, faith and trust is crucial. And then thirdly, in terms of our own knowledge, so here as we continue to study, and our knowledge will grow within us, and if we have trust in this knowledge, we will then have the confidence to apply it, and in this way we will start to experience the success of our own mental development. So therefore it's imperative that we have these minds of faith and trust in the three jewels, and the stronger those minds are, the more our own qualities will grow.
That is Jamro Jai Chikse. That is the Mandu Tire Nitike Gewa, Gewa Chu Sada, Gewa Chu Gorga, Luigi Gewa, and it Luigi Gewa, Hagi Gewa, Yi Gewa Sada, and Gewa Chu, Nseme Shi Sada, Jamba Teme, Ninja Teme, and the Danium Teme said, Teme Shi Gorjaya. Then,
And the text mentions several practices that one needs to study and develop within oneself so as to attain liberation. So the text, on page 134, mentions the 10 positive actions. So these are the 10 virtuous actions we looked at in karma, with the 3 physical, the 4 verbal, and the 3 mental. Then we spoke, and then here we have the 4 immeasurables, or the 4 boundless qualities. So the immeasurables of equanimity, love, joy, and immeasurable love. Am I missing one, or I'm missing one? Maybe it's compassion. Am I right? Maybe. Okay. The 4 immeasurables. Can I be demeshi dagran sumrana?
Jamba da dewa. Ni te tongyu tupe shera se la
janju. Di di mare di mare. Di di si di si.
Temeshi. Jamba teme. Tangyum teme. Ni si teme. Gawa teme si.
Yeah. So love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. So the 4 immeasurables. Love, compassion, joy, and equanimity. And then the 6 transcendent perfections, or the 6 perfections. So these will be, as we know, generosity, ethical conduct, patience, joyous perseverance, concentration, and wisdom. And then there's mentions here the 4 concentrations, the 4 formless realms, and then sustained calm, or what we normally call calm abiding, and profound insight, or what we usually call special insight. So these are a number of practices that one needs to study and train in. And moreover, one needs to, or I suppose maybe be included in some of these, emphasize the minds of love and compassion, bringing about the arisal of bodhicitta, as well as the wisdom realizing emptiness. So these are some of the vast number of practices that one needs to study and then cultivate, develop and meditate on so as to develop them in one's own mind. And these are all done so as to attain this goal of liberation. As you mentioned a little earlier, then there are these 3 types of liberation. Those of that of the liberation of a hearer, the liberation of a solitary realizer, and the liberation of Buddhahood. So as we know, this goal of Buddhahood, this is by far superior to the other two. And if we have this aspiration, then this is really the goal that we should each strive for. This can be likened to, if we have here a large pile of diamonds, next to it a pile of silver, and then thirdly a pile of iron. So if everyone was said in the room, if it was said to everyone in the room, you could take one of these 3 piles. Everyone will be looking just at the diamonds. No one will have any interest in the silver or the iron. And if all the diamonds were taken, well, then maybe some people would go for the silver. And if that was gone, well, then you're left with the default prize of the iron. So this is similar.
Then 장비 갑라 삼로 간듯이 땅구를 해서 하신 다 장산에 안에 삼로 간듯이 땅구를 해서 하신 대신 숨리워라 와
So saying now that Buddhahood is the best and this is what we should strive for, we now have a presentation here of these some of the vast number of practices one needs to come to know and then engage in, cultivate within one's mind. So then we may have a few questions. So think about, so to engage in these practices, first of all, what motivation do I need to cultivate? And secondly, whilst engaging in this training or developing these practices within my own mind, within my own continuum, then how should I be thinking? What minds should I cultivate? And then lastly, once I've trained, then how should I be thinking? Then the motivation that we need to, or the way of thinking that we need to cultivate in terms of the motivation, etc., is remind ourselves about what a very rare and precious opportunity that we all have attained. This rare and precious opportunity that we have now to develop our own minds and develop our own minds in a way that we can act in a way that's of true benefit to others. We can bring lasting benefits to others. And that as long as we have this opportunity, we have the choice to engage in ways that we can be of benefit to others. When this opportunity that we have attained is lost, then that opportunity ends as well. So therefore, we need to set this motivation that whilst we have this rare and precious opportunity, to use it as well as we can to be of lasting benefit to others. And having that in mind, we then think about, so how can I be of greatest benefit to others? And that would be to attain the state of Buddhahood ourselves, because a Buddha is a being that is free of all faults, that is completely free of all faults, and has developed all qualities to their fullest extent, and therefore can help beings in terms of each being's individual predisposition and aspirations. So therefore, to attain Buddhahood is of supreme importance, because then I can be of greatest benefit to others. Now, to achieve Buddhahood, how to do that? Then I need to engage in various activities, such as meditating on the Four Immeasurables, meditating on emptiness, so how all inner and outer phenomena, like true existence and the like. And then that would be the activity that we would engage in. And then after engaging in the activity, then the third mental step to do is to dedicate the virtue that we have accumulated from meditating on the the Four Immeasurables, meditating on true existence, etc., and dedicate that so as to achieve this heartfelt aspiration that we generated in our motivation, the aspiration of leading all sentient beings to the state of Buddhahood, the state where they too will be free of all forms of suffering and attain lasting happiness. So this is the kind of thinking that we need to cultivate in ourselves before engaging in activities, and then whilst engaging in the activity itself, and then afterwards. We've spoken tonight about a number of things. We've spoken about what liberation is. We've spoken about the path that one needs to come to study and know, and then be able to practice so as to attain this goal of liberation. So things like coming to know and then practice or meditate on precious human rebirth, impermanence of life, etc., so as to achieve this goal of liberation. And then to do all of this, to come and to acquire this knowledge so that one has a basis of practice, a basis for our meditation, and a basis to be of great benefit to others, one needs a teacher. And that brings us now to the next big section, and that comes to look at the spiritual teacher. Just like we spoke about earlier, how if whatever area one wants to become skilled and knowledgeable in, then one needs to rely on a teacher. And that teacher needs to have a number of qualities. So a teacher first and foremost needs to have knowledge in the particular area and needs to have more knowledge than the students. And moreover, in terms of that knowledge, their knowledge needs to be broad through them having studied widely and therefore become skilled in their area of expertise. And then thirdly, they also need to be experienced, so not just have knowledge but also have experience of the subject matter. So that's the case with whatever one wants to study and become so as to become skilled within the world. And it's the same for us in our Dhamma context here, in our Buddhist context here, that we need to have a teacher who is able to lead us to the state of liberation. And such a teacher requires a number of qualities as well. And that's what we come to look at now.
Deep now, Lujugana, Dish, 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 Dish,
If someone wants to contribute to the world by becoming a skilled scientist and bring greater development and happiness and prosperity to the world through science, then they will need to engage in extensive studies. And then, there, of course, there are many books on science in their particular field. There are books, there will be videos and the like. But just relying on self-study will not bring them to a level of education where they are able to find employment, let alone have impact. And this isn't just my opinion. You probably all agree, and everyone would agree with that. And in fact, no advice would be given to someone, well, if you want to become a skilled scientist, well, go to the library and become a skilled scientist. Rather, one would be encouraged to study with a teacher, enter a study program, and progress sequentially. And it's the same in our context here. So throughout all the sutras and the tantras and all the treaties written by Indian and Tibetan masters, nowhere there is one encouraged to discover the path to liberation and enlightenment by oneself. Rather, one is directed or told that one should rely on someone who is skilled and proficient, and not just to try and discover this path for yourself. So this we can see in the text. Nowhere is one encouraged to try and self-study and attain such an exalted goal without the guidance of a teacher. And likewise, if we look in the world for people who have attained liberation or enlightenment, we won't find any who have done so without relying on a teacher. And similarly, if someone has the wish to become a pilot and fly an aeroplane, then this is something they need to study, and they need to study with someone who knows how to do it. If they just get in the cockpit and say, right, we're taking off, then no one's going to want to fly with them, and they probably wouldn't take off anyway. And similarly, if someone wants to cross the ocean, then they need to know how to pilot a ship, otherwise they're not going to get very far. And of course, it's the same with us here. So as to be able to cross the ocean of suffering to arrive at the distant destination of liberation, we need a skilled teacher ourselves.
Oh, 다코롱기 근데 지게 낙제나래야 인자자 마스는 근데 자래 자스 비기 니네도 코롱이야 얘들다 다시세 다코 야후도 코트 지 되네 지하셔 코롱기 되네게 지게 신교는 신샤 세비 낙제 야후 주에나 만 코치 지라 라카 치치 코진 치주고로와 어 배딘 되네게 되네게 아니 되네나 되네게 라마데 코트 ね、現地、現地。でね、ロドディコ現地でこうたらちゃん。でね、こうたらちゃんでね、たまでね、こうかんらばで心備で、だ運転にあとで来るわ。うん。で、なしん、たんじゅげだ。でね、たばれちやけ、三十五番とばいてんげらまで、がねじゅせらまたせるたん。こう、にゃんよとめで心備とめの、せべたせしやじけ。これは運転からしとたしやじけ。
でね、たちじゃたね、でね、ラマティン、でね、こたちで、ディグドセンベイナ、ラマティパティ。たまじでね、チェジュニャムネジャゴ。でね、ニャムネジェネでね、たまでね、なんじゅうこのラプシビ、レビ、ジェブディガンツルリリエセアジ。で、ダンボ、ディアダンボ、ラマ、ラマタバ、バドラマテンバ、たま、ね、コンチュー、ラバ、ラバドソムセイドア、マディ、ディセコレ。
To stay with our person who wants to study science. So before they enroll in a university, they'll investigate the teachers at the university to see how qualified they are, what reputation they have, what qualifications they have, what publications they've presented work in or presented research in, etc. And so they will the first thing they will investigate is the teacher, whether the teacher has sufficient qualities to be able to lead them in their own development to attain their goal of becoming skilled scientists themselves. So it's the same here. We need to, in our Buddhist context, we need to investigate a teacher to see if the teacher has the required qualities to be a qualified spiritual teacher. So that's the first section we're going to look at in the text, examining the teacher. So this is now on page 137. Then somewhat later, I think it's page 143, we come to how to rely on the teacher. And then the third outline in this large chapter is on page 149, and that's about the qualities that will arise within us through following the teacher, or as it says here, emulating his realizations and actions.
If we look at ourselves well, we will probably come to recognize that we are quite easily influenced by other people, by conditions around us, etc. So for example, if we ill or have some physical difficulty, this can impact us in a quite a strong way and impact on our mind and our happiness and the like. So we find, if we investigate, that we can be quite easily influenced, maybe more so than we'd like, by others and by conditions and the like. So therefore, it's important that we investigate a potential spiritual teacher well, because it's all too easy for us to be led down an inappropriate path.
Then 만족이 다 되니기 야보지 마셔 집에 두로를 마서나 두로 땅마를 오스 다 땅마를 줘베 이네 아니 두로 또버 짐을 가져님데 자와시 자자이네 딘수 땅마 출림베네 짐마를 고야딩 여러와데 니나시 아니 만족이 되니 좋아 상보다 제가 야보지 마된 바 있나 미 조금 받은 최소 바이나 님마 소스 두아 자유제스 자유인지 민지 당한 들이야 옌다 조금 못된 거 같아 예친 거 쉬고 있어.
The text gives an illustration about how a branch from a tree or a log from a tree, if it happened to be surrounded by trees that smelt particularly fragrant, then after some time that tree too would start, or that wood too would start to smell fragrant. And maybe some dishonest business people would actually do this themselves. They would change the fragrance in some way of a piece of wood like this, and then try and sell it as something more expensive, and to try and deceive their customers. Another analogy that we could have here is if we happen to put clean clothing in our laundry baskets and mix, and it was thereby mixed with dirty clothing, that clothing that was clean is now going to smell like the dirty clothing. So this then can be likened, these two illustrations can be likened to the situation that we're in, the situation where we are all too easily influenced by conditions and people. And therefore it's imperative that we follow a spiritual teacher who has genuine good qualities, because it's through following a teacher with genuine good qualities that we ourselves will develop them within our own minds. Now the text comes to present the qualities that a spiritual teacher requires. So a spiritual teacher requires so as to be able to lead students to liberation. So the first one that is mentioned is that teacher should hold the vows of individual liberation, of the vows of bodhisattva, and the vows of secret mantra. And the reason all three sets of vows should be held by the teacher is so that the teacher can lead us in all the paths that are required to attain the state of enlightenment. So therefore, they should hold individual liberation vows as well as the bodhisattva vows and the tantric vows. And secondly, the teacher should be knowledgeable and have a vast knowledge, a broad knowledge. So in not just the sutras, but the tantras as well. And also the treatises or the commentaries on the sutras and tantras. All of these, the teacher should be skilled in or knowledgeable in.
All right, that... 就是的，多肉的，现在的马现在云南的现在些啥什么？现在在云南，刚才去过了些的，在吉马马些些，那那地方，现在那地方工作，地方有六千几个，干了送过来，那我最近两年前的干了送过来，现在看起来，我最近，我做的初步调查也罢，那得过好也罢，春节长完的了，春节长完的月底别搞掉了，那我就差不多现在就拖把结果了。
其实，第二个拖把嘛，就把那给你那农啊，那刚刚讲的，你马上那给你那样刚刚的太阳嘛，都是嘛都压着土嘛嘞。其实，其实俺做了刚刚的姑姑嘛，其实刚刚的嘛，我把人家，俺那刚刚的了，太姑姑了哇塞。其实刚刚的他那个人，他把些的，他把土姑姑嘞。其实，你人俺这个绿的春天，其实绿树不了，他那有的个，俺那俺这里啊，这个夏天，那的那个缺钱，过好月的个，将来过好月的别搞不了。 他把这些肯定透过地图吧嘞，讲到肯定结果嘞，是的，讲到这些地图嘞，别准结果嘞，别准结果嘞，生病，第六结果嘞，送过来的。第二，当然这个地图嘞，俺那台北国三大的，你马头那的这个民族生病的，得来别准这些给他不那么做啊。但他们这些给重要的这些家呀的，干了干了都是那，那些叫做，些叫啥，那就没有人把去透过啊的，俺那年，对人家话，那就话没得话。
俺那几个啊，俺这东啊三八的那个三组，蛮不错的哇。就是开心也蛮那个就学啥了哇，啥啥了哇。俺今年过了，伢那伢都三大，伢这个挺大的，开心不着。你挺大的了，六十六三七了，开心不着。多问他，俺就给他地方给了钱的了，地方的嘛，感觉有那嘛，没有说要去当，给那个地方要有，给我的，感觉蛮好的，主要去当，刚刚有有，另外的。
第二，第二，可能用，第二的，可能那马下来去的，第二别墅去的哇。第三，第二别墅去的，那么些的，你不都喜欢的别墅去的，第二哇。第二，那，他，加上你嘛，喜欢那些，就给，那你那那个就，刚刚去用个给我嘛，刚忙嘛，啥都要给别墅去花的，对不对？那他，人家嘛那样讲，他的嘛，对不对？给微信，可能是公司，云南可能是公司，云南电力是公司，电力是公司，电力是公司，你嘛需要钱。
So that's Tapya for tonight. So next week we'll continue with the qualities that the spiritual teacher requires. So we've just covered the first two tonight. So we're in the middle of page 138. And just to briefly look back at what we've looked at tonight. So we've spoken about how ourselves and all beings, we only want to experience happiness. We don't want to experience any kind of difficulties at all. Yet we meet obstacles and difficulties and just one after the other after the other. And that is a situation that we want to be free from. None of us want to experience this. So attaining this result of being free from suffering, this is the state of liberation. Because one is freed from all kinds of problems and difficulties, no matter how subtle, and experiences only happiness. So to do this, we spoke tonight about how one needs to come to understand what our current situation is. We need to understand that one can be liberated from this situation, and then one needs to understand how to do that. And then one, as one comes to understand how to do that, one needs to apply that. In other words, one needs to meditate on the knowledge one is acquiring. Because it's through meditation that one will develop this knowledge within us, and the way that we think will change. So this is an opportunity that now we all have here. We have the required conditions, and it's for us to acquire the knowledge and apply ourselves, make the effort so as not to let this opportunity go to waste. So we've spoken about the four thoughts that turn one's mind away from samsara, and these four we've looked at in quite some detail over the last year. Precious human rebirth, we've looked at the great value of it, and its rarity and how difficult it is to attain. And then we looked at the impermanence of life, so that's the third one, and then the fourth one is the sufferings on the lower realms. So these are something that we've all heard about, we have presented in our text, and we should continue our meditations on those, because this is the cause that will lead to the result of us, of our mind turning away from samsara and wanting to attain liberation. And to put that in its briefest form, in terms of what we should be engaging in and making effort in its briefest form, we should really apply ourselves to turning away from all forms of negative action, physical action, verbal action, mental action, no matter how slight. And because from this we accumulate the cause for future suffering. So we should make effort to turn away from that. And in addition, we should make effort to embrace positive ways of thinking, positive ways of acting, positive ways or virtuous ways of speaking, because it's from this that we accumulate the cause for future happiness, or the causes for future happiness. So this is the briefest form in what we should make effort to engage in. This one? Okay. So some questions from tonight. Well, thank you, and see you next week.
Yeah.